This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1487. Is Your Picker Broken? By Orna and Matthew Walters of CreatingLoveOnPurpose.com. Hello, everybody, and happy Saturday. I'm Greg Audino, thankful to have you here on the weekend, as this time we look to hear from the team of Orna and Matthew Walters, dating coaches who happen to be married themselves. We'll be checking out an excerpt from their Q&A segment of their website. And just a reminder that we also do that in the OLD network, too. Another show I host, which is exclusively for Q&As, is called Optimal Living Advice, and I recommend you check it out if you enjoy this style in which we can hear what people are dealing with specifically and hearing advice tailored for them. So check that show out, and for now, let's listen to Orna and Matthew as they help their reader out the same way. We're going to get into this post now and optimize your life. Is Your Picker Broken? By Orna and Matthew Walters of CreatingLoveOnPurpose.com. Hello, Orna and Matthew. I've been getting your emails ever since I subscribed last month after I purchased The Soulmate Shortcut. It's a great book. Thank you so much for writing it. I still worry, though. My friend and I are in our 30s and feel the same. We keep only ever attracting the wrong men, who seem great in the beginning, only to let us down in the end. My last relationship was with a guy who was so romantic, he proposed to me. He was really focused on our relationship. However, he was trying to turn me into what he wanted me to be, rather than appreciating me for who I am. He had no interest in me as a person, and I didn't want to believe it. He didn't care about my feelings, and the whole relationship gradually became about me meeting his needs, and him not meeting any of mine. I felt exhausted. Nothing I did was ever good enough for him. I simply cannot trust myself to make a good decision when it comes to men. So I know that in theory I should love myself for who I am and focus on what makes me happy, etc., but I don't know how to trust myself or anyone else again. Kind regards, Susan. Susan, thank you for your heartfelt question, and we feel for you, your friend, and everyone who struggles with this dilemma. It's a common one, and without being able to ask you some additional questions, we can make some educated guesses into your love imprint and why lasting love has eluded you thus far. Hope is the first thing that comes into a relationship, and it's the last thing to leave. We go on that first meet slash first date with hope in our heart that we found the one, and even as the relationship is crumbling and we feel the familiar pain of heartbreak again, the hope hangs on that things will miraculously change and it'll work out. The problem is in your selection process. The dating process is exactly that, and it takes time and effort to make internal changes so you don't end up in the same place again and again. As humans, we are very complicated. We're not wired like the light switch on the wall with simply an on and off position. How you learn to receive love in your family of origin is what's guiding your selection process. Remember, you are the common denominator in all of your relationships. So if you want things to change, you must change. The real beauty is that the changes we're talking about won't make you a different person. They'll actually place you in alignment with your authentic self. From your question, we can guess that the strategy you learned about love, that is now locked in your subconscious, leads you to have to earn love. Maybe you only got praise and acknowledgement when you excelled at school. Maybe physical jokes were downplayed, and what you did is what brought mom and dad smiles and hugs. There are literally millions of ways this could play out, so please forgive us if we're not spot on. If the need to please someone else wasn't part of the equation in your love imprint, you would simply not date men who do not meet your needs and expect that you make changes to meet theirs. you would not even find these men attractive to date in the first place. The trouble comes in because of the selection process and the strategies that you learned as a very small child. You're spot on in saying that you cannot trust yourself. The truth is that you can't, right now. You can't trust yourself to find a new kind of man or to make the right choice for you because in attempting to get love from a man, you've been twisting into a pretzel, which is exhausting, and abandoning yourself. As long as you go into sacrifice for love, you will never find lasting love. Think about it this way. It makes no difference what your higher power is, God, Goddess, Universe, Moses, Jesus, Allah. No higher power will say that you don't count and you don't matter. When you go into sacrifice as an attempt to get love, you're essentially making yourself less than the man you're with. This is the part that you've played in dooming those relationships. The universe is encouraging you to find your match, and each time you sacrifice your own needs in an attempt to make the relationship last, it's like pushing the next button until you stop. What we want you to know is that you are not broken. There's nothing wrong with you. You're worth loving exactly as you are. However, your behavior has not backed that up. Your behavior has split yourself into two parts, and the little girl inside of you is begging for you to connect with her so you feel whole and complete. Little Susan deserves your love more than any man you'll ever meet. The process for you to break this pattern of self-abandonment can be done over time by making different choices. However, we'll be honest, it is trial and error and takes a long time. On our own, we move forward like a slightly stretched out slinky toy. We go forward a tiny bit and then back around, to go forward a bit and then back around, and it can really be discouraging. The soulmate shortcut is a great first step. Commit to the exercises in each chapter. Begin the process of becoming curious about your feelings and your behavior, and you'll find that your love imprint will transform over time. If your desire is to clean this up as efficiently and as quickly as possible, the way to do that is to work with a coach who has tools to work with the subconscious mind. When you make changes on the subconscious level, they occur quickly and are permanent. Think about learning anything new, like driving a car. It took a lot of focused energy when you first got behind the wheel. And now you just jump in and drive. You can eat a sandwich, carry on a conversation, put on lipstick. Your subconscious is driving because it's happening mostly on autopilot. Your love life has been on autopilot, and we would love to see you relearn how to select a partner. When adult Susan and little Susan are working together in your search, you can truly create love easily with a partner who loves and cherishes you exactly as you are. You just listened to the post titled, "Is Your Picker Broken?" by Orna and Matthew Walters of CreatingLoveOnPurpose.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD.
Okay, and thanks once again to the team of Orna and Matthew for letting us share from their site and their advice column. I just want to expand on one idea that was brought up here, the claim about how we cannot expect to find lasting love if we lead with sacrifice. Mind you, what I believe they're referencing is the sacrifice of self, abandoning your values, your worth, and your needs. And it's really important to understand the difference between this type of unhealthy sacrifice and the inevitable sacrifices that do need to be made when creating a loving relationship. Sacrifices of time, maybe polyamory or finances. These types of sacrifices are highly important as you and your partner design a life together and make commitments to one another, whatever those commitments might be. The merging of two lives like this requires that type of sacrifice, a sacrifice that leads to a greater good or an evolution. So as you go through the stages of dating or a relationship with someone, don't expect sacrifices to not occur, but measure what sacrifices you're being asked to make and if they simply cut away from just your routine or who you really are at your core. Very important distinction to make, as the right sacrifices should really be not only embraced, but looked forward to. So with that, we're going to wrap things up for the day, everyone. It's time to get going, but I hope this post was just what you needed today. And as always, I'm grateful to have had your listenership. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.